do you want to see Joe Biden run for a second term?
Yeah,
that's an easy question. It's not going to take long. Do you want to see Joe Biden?
I don't want to answer that question. But
there's a weird tipping point we're at right now between reality and just fake information. And unfortunately, people are falling into the trap of going for the stuff that's more fake than real.
Well, nobody's gotten to the bottom of 9/11, unfortunately, and they should have, as to the maniacs that did that horrible thing to our city, to our country, to the world.
And that is precisely the plausible deniability that you are animating and exemplifying today. And you know what? Winter's coming. We're going to be in the majority, and then you're going to have to answer these questions for the country.
Folks, each day provides more information that allows us to tell our neighbors and friends, are you seeing this yet? It happened for me. Just yesterday, I was talking to folks that, you know, years ago, they just weren't convinced. Well, now we agree on the nefarious things that are playing out. It's too obvious. Attacks on Trump, looking for any way to grab him, no help for minorities anymore. Military mistreatment and more. I mean, that's it took all these years to finally have a great conversation. We'll see this and the amazing display on how they steal elections and so much more. Hang on. Let's get into this. Here we go. So if you didn't know, they're attempting to seize President Trump's property, over $400 million of his finances, in case you only come here for your news information. I want to make sure I get these updates to you. Again, when I provide these updates with And We Know, I call them the cliff notes of everything that's going on around us, right? They try to do it in 60 minutes with several commercials on mainstream media networks. They twist it with propaganda and more. They want you to give you the left. They want to give you the right, whatever. But it's playing out right in front of us. They want his finances. They want to put him in prison for the rest of his life. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter says, but this idea continues to look more idiotic by the day. If Trump was in it for the money, he would never have run for office. He could have retired, played golf, enjoyed the fruit of his labor for the rest of his days with his beautiful wife. Instead, he put himself in the eye of the storm and became the target of more ire than any man in modern history. Trump's putting his life and financial wealth on the line to save America. Anyone who does not see this clearly at this point is blinded by a derangement syndrome that must be exercised by a priest or red pill so large I'm not sure it exists. God bless President Trump. May God pay him back a hundredfold for all the enemy has assaulted him with. And it goes for all of you that have suffered. We've had many discussions with friends and family, those that are on our side, if we pick sides. They want us divided. We're trying to get it where we're not divided anymore. We're hoping that by the time we wake up to all these crimes against children and more, that they wake up to it. But in the meantime, folks that are Democrats or folks that are haters of Trump, if they continue to turn on their television and watch the Communist News Network or the witchcraft of The View, wonder what they were, what they're going to find. Let's see. Let's hear from Communist News Network about President Trump.
Well, the truth of the matter is, if Donald Trump had the money, he would not be asking for special favors from the judge. He wouldn't be asking that $464 million be reduced to $100 million. He's asked to be treated differently than others who would be in this situation. If you or I, we couldn't go to the courts and say, look, we don't have the money for our appeal. Can you make some exceptions for us? But Donald Trump is expecting special treatment, special favors, because he believes that he is above the law. But in this case, he's going to have to pay, or he just will have his property seized. And that is his worst nightmare.
So this is somebody called Omarosa Newman. I think I remember her. And she wasn't she with President Trump's campaign? They let her in, and then they got rid of her, and she just began running around telling people all these negative things about him and more. And she just acts like she's super smart and knows everything. And she says, you know, they won't do anything to us. Well, yeah, they'll promote you. They'll give you a book deal and more when you go against President Trump. But someday, these folks are going to have to pay for what they've done. Let's see. The View. Let's see what they're saying about President Trump and taking his money from him and more.
I'm so sorry. So, as it turns out, you know who says he cannot come up with the cash to cover his $400 million plus bond in his New York fraud case. So, is Letitia James like gonna just...
Do you need a tissue?
I don't know if I'm laughing or crying.
Here, put try to wipe the tears.
I don't see any real tears.
Well, there's tears inside me. But is Letitia James gonna go like put a chain on Trump Tower?
Yeah.
And take it away from him?
So that's what they're talking about. He'll confiscate Trump Tower, confiscate his other things that he has in New York and his estate, some more golf course. And they just laugh and they think it's just wonderful and funny. These are the same folks on The View that brought him in and played with his hair and had a great time with him. Remember Mika, I think Brzezinski is her name. She loved to play with his hair and talk about how much they loved him. And well, the second that he comes out and starts exposing all of the things that are going on behind the scenes, their witchcrafts, their evil, Hollywood, the child traffickers, the adrenochrome, and more, all of a sudden they turn out to do all they can to destroy him. It's amazing. They're being exposed. What did President Trump have to say about all these attacks on him? And look at the big smile, and there he is with Melania Trump. He's wearing a very special dress, which we're going to show in a second, because every time she wears a dress, in case some of you are new to this, I haven't shared this in a long time, but every time she wears a dress, there's comms that she sends to us for all of us to understand what's playing out. This is all playing out in front of us. None of this is by coincidence. Everything that they show us, there's a reason. Okay? Let's hear what he says.
Are you confident that you can pay the $464 million?
I built a great company, one of the greatest companies anywhere in the country, especially when it comes to real estate. Have some of the greatest assets in the world. And this is a rigged trial. This was a rigged trial by a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general. And we're fighting it out with them. We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they want to take it away, or at least take the cash element away. Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign. And this is just a corrupt group of people. It's election interference, and we'll see how the courts rule on it.
So it's a corrupt group of people, election interference, and we know that they could have done all this back in 2015 if they wanted to. They didn't think that he was actually going to win, so they, of course, played it a little light. Well, of course, what did they do in 2020? They had to come up with a way to destroy him and make sure the election was rigged so he didn't get back in the office. So what did they do? They come up with this thing called COVID, told everybody that millions of people were dying from COVID, which millions were not dying. We realize that all of a sudden they do the mail-in ballots, and the mail-in ballots go out with the boxes everywhere, and they stuff the ballot boxes, and they start playing around with these machines. And I'll show you some more on the elections and how they rigged them. I've got a great video here from Brookings County, South Dakota, to show you a little bit later. This guy's amazing. We'll show you later. But yeah, they had to do all they could to make sure that the numbers worked. Well, it didn't work. So at 10:30 at night, they had to pause the election for the first time in history because it couldn't be one day. We need to extend this bad boy out, and we need to get as many printed ballots as possible. And we heard from the mafia guys out of New York that they were paying for, like, what, 300,000 ballots, 30,000 ballots, and they were all for Biden. They didn't even bother to give a few to President Trump. Well, we know they collected all the evidence. There had to be a reason that they didn't want everybody to know that they had it all at that particular time. Why didn't they tell everyone that these machines were rigged? Let's see. I had MJ Truth put out this. If you were looking at your screen, you could pause and read the small fine print of this document. They never issued Trump order that would have seized the voting machines. Executive Order 13848 or Executive Order 12333, Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution, National Security Presidential Memoranda 13 and 21, and the National Emergencies Act. Dominion voting systems are owned and controlled by foreign entities. And they were designed with inherent errors to create systematic fraud and influence elections. Smartmatic and electronic systems and software, Hart Inner Civic and Clarity Election Night Reporting, Edison Research, Sequoia, and other entities all have the same flaws and were subject to foreign influence. President Trump either had it all and did nothing, or he has it all, and he's going to tear down the entire disease corrupt system. So why didn't Trump seize the machines? Well, you got to have the machines do their thing so you can gather all the evidence. Gather the evidence so that you have enough to go to the system that has been playing out in front of us to prove to the public that they rigged these machines and they stole the election. And so that brings me to Big Fish. Amazing video clip from Brookings, South Dakota, where he shows, I think it's Rick Weibel, 5 minutes. I'm not going to show the full 5 minutes, but he voices his concerns on election software being used. And he shows you exactly how it played out. Let's see if we can get this thing to play, can we? And here we go.
Out that it does conform to the certificate that is published by the EAC. Four of our counties also have the same type of hard drive. What I can show you immediately is that I was able to take a forensic copy of that hard drive and actually boot up the ElectionWare system on a non-conforming laptop. That is a complete violation of the certificate, which required that the trusted platform module be enabled. It would be impossible normally for that hard drive to go off of a certified machine that is communicating with its chip to be able to boot up on here. And the other piece of evidence that I have of nonconformity is that you will notice that I have a thumb drive on the side of it. That thumb drive is a BitLocker key that is used to basically allow the security of the laptop to boot up. That is another violation, because what is supposed to happen is it should be on an official Delkin thumb drive that is supposed to be serialized and secure. So I've just given you two pieces of evidence. I've also shown another piece of evidence in other states that have published in lawsuits because their auditors and attorney generals and state's attorneys did not do due diligence of publishing the manuals online in the court cases. Sheriff Stanek can confirm on page 10 of this manual, the default administrator user and password is publicly available on the internet. And I have that copy here, and I showed Sheriff Stanek page 10, and he can confirm that the password is there and not redacted. The other manuals for the complete system, including the DS200, 450, and 850, all of those passwords are available online as default. We're also aware that when C-Change was in charge of the elections during the last few years, the default password was election one. And it was universal across all the states that they were operating in. Thankfully, we're using ES&S directly, and they should be changing those passwords. My recommendation is that the password should be different for each of the machines. Don't use the same password across the spectrum so that you can help delay it. The other piece is that you're probably wondering if I can even log in to this laptop to actually get in. Yes, I can, and there it is going in right now. So I have been able to even circumvent their security and default the password to whatever I wanted it to be. And there is the ElectionWare software. And yes, now I have the ability to decrypt the thumb drives of this county and any other county across the United States that's using ElectionWare 6.1.1.1 so that we could view the cast vote records and ballot images. So the fact that now I've just shown you this piece of evidence, I understand that my life is at risk and that the United States does not want this to be known, that this software is available on the dark web The manuals are publicly available out on the internet in multiple states, and our elections are not secure, and we should be requesting immediate change orders of ES&S to update the antivirus. They have not even updated the security patches of this laptop since 2019 or the antivirus since March 29th, 2019. The four counties that use this laptop in our state are 100% at risk. Also, the DS200s, 450s, and 850s have no antivirus on them whatsoever. So if you get a new thumb drive from ES&S and plug it in, even this laptop is unaware of potentially the last 5 years of vulnerabilities that have hit the U.S. Thank you.
And of course, he shared that his life is in danger because he shares this information. And so I think that was pretty clear for those that don't understand the IT spec speak. I think he did the best he could to explain, hey, you can take these hard drives, throw them in there. I can log in, change these election numbers all I want. And he went through step by step to explain it all. We've talked about this in many details and showed it over and over again that these systems have been rigged. And President Trump knows it. And I think the evidence is going to come out. And I think it's going to prove to the public once and for all over the next several years how it was played out. Now, remember I told you about that dress that Melania wore? Melania's dress, the Ghost Orchid, a perennial native to Cuba and the Florida Everglades, is a flower that looks like a star, if stars could dance. Yeah. White, black, A-line shirt dress and white cotton poplin with an engineered black ghost orchid print. It's commonly referred to as the flower of the Holy Ghost. Or Holy Ghost Orchid, as the flower resembles a dove. As we look at this wonderful orchid, it reminds us of the Holy Spirit, bringing peace and security. Yeah. Throughout the Bible, God has used nature to interact with mankind and has been done literally and symbolic in the book of Genesis. Noah sent out a dove to ascertain whether the floodwaters had receded, and on its third flight, the dove did not return, and this was the sign Noah needed to be sure that the flood has retreated. Okay? And so the dove was also seen as a symbol of gentleness, grace, and purity as described in the book of Solomon 1:15. It was a practice, okay, used by many. In Leviticus 5:7, it was stated that there could be an offer to God of two turtle doves or two pigeons, that should a person not afford an animal from the flock as a sacrifice of reparation for the sin that one has committed. It was practiced by Mary and Joseph when they presented Jesus in the temple. So here we are, harmless as doves. Something gives us peace and security. Remember that as we move forward. Also, remember, we're at andweknow.com. You can find us there, and we've got many updates for you and resources that you can use. You can see all the video platforms that we play on, and you can see that we have amazing social media platforms there. And if you guys want to send us your photo, you can go to andweknow.com and say contact. You hit that contact button. Once you hit it, you can send us a message, and basically there's a drop-down list that says send a photo. You send a photo of your And We Know picture. When you send that photo, we just ask for the photos only of pictures. We get a lot of folks trying to send photos and saying, did you miss this, LT? This wasn't on your show, LT. Look what I found. That's not the forum for that. That's a different type of contact, okay? We also have thepatriotlight.com. We put this together for you to basically bring as many conservative news pieces together as possible with home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. Absolutely amazing. My son put this together. Amazing system. Updates every 5 to 10 minutes. You can also find our shop at shopit.andweknow.com. That's right. And if you right now shop the 828 collection, you'll be entered to win an Ock prize pack. Make a purchase March 19th through the 24th to enter. You see these new designs we have for And We Know, Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Something new has arrived too, the Romans 8:28 stickers, if you're looking at your screen. Check this out. Amazing designs put together just for you. These sticker packs are absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Jamie Angie M., for all the work that you're doing there. Sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. You want to grab those today. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So if you guys didn't realize, there's a testimony about the Biden crime family happened the other day. And he was basically, we've seen him before, Tony Bobulinski, spread out all the goods on Joe Biden, the serial liar, James Biden, can't keep his lies straight under oath, and Hunter Biden, a drug addict, facing 12 counts. That's what he tells us. I'll play that in a moment, but first I wanted to make sure you saw just how brave he is. Laura Logan reminded us, one of the bravest men in the world, incredible. He's not suicidal, so back off. This Greg Price is showing that it goes off the rails when Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, calls out Jamie Raskin and Dan Goldman for lying. They are liars. And they had a hard time with that.
Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
And he pauses.
For saying, I apologize for the disruption from the...
Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee.
And, of course, they look, and they talk to each other, and he says no. The witnesses can say whatever they want. That's basically what he tells them. And Bobulinski continues. So I wanted to start with that, you know, just kind of get us excited because he's going to give his testimony now. Stunning. Listen to the testimony. I want you guys to hear some of this. Check this out.
Involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant. The American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation. A false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption. His brother, Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath. And his son, Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing two indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings. I am the only Biden family business partner with an impeccable military record. I'm grateful that this country has given me the freedom to be successful. I worked hard to become independently wealthy. I've taken several businesses public, sold multiple businesses to some of the world's best private equity firms. In fact, my business success is why they sought me out. However, what they have done is repugnant to me. I am here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
And of course, we heard that already.
Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer for over 6 years in the United States Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command as a decorated master training specialist. I later served as the commander's chief technology officer, where I held a Q security clearance from the Department of Energy and the NSA.
A Q security clearance. Amazing. Wonder if that's where we get Q from, huh? A lot of folks know. You get that clearance, and then next thing you know, you're able to share information out with the public asking questions, and we worked together to try to find the answers. Of course, he went through, and the most important part of Bobulinski is just exposing more and more of the Biden crime family and who they really are.
Here today, if Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it? Not just slight misrepresentations of fact, but deep untruths about the entire corrupt enterprise. Hunter Biden gave his transcribed interview on February 28th and lied throughout his testimony. Here's just one egregious example of Hunter's perjury. He lied to the committee on important details concerning his money demands and threats to CFC in text messages on July 30th and 31st, 2017. He leveraged his father's presence next to him in that infamous text to strong-arm CFC to paying Hunter immediately. Jim Biden also lied extensively throughout his transcribed interview on February 21st and perjured himself. An example of that, on page 100 of his transcript, Jim is asked specifically, do you recall having a meeting with Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, and Joe Biden? Jim's response, absolutely not. The committee was so shocked by his perjury that they asked him the same question multiple times. Each time he denied meeting with me and Joe Biden. After the committee showed him text messages confirming that I met with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden at the Beverly Hilton in May 2017, Jim Biden, with a former U.S. attorney lawyer sitting next to him, still denied that meeting took place. Hunter Biden, in his own transcribed interview, confirmed that that meeting took place.
How about that? All this information just flying out for all to see. Day after day, another one's exposed. And it's kind of strange because we have Resignation Day. Do you guys know the president of Vietnam resigned? How about the prime minister of Ireland? He resigned. How about Israel's army chief of staff announced his resignation? Did you hear about that? Or the South Korean official for the president resigned and the prime minister of Japan is stepping down. What's going on? Why all of a sudden we have these huge step downs, big names? How come all these weird things are happening with the king and different people not showing up, canceling their appearances for the next until further notice? Scotty Films put us in some more of these little hearings that they had recently. And here's one I missed the other day. Well, I caught it, but I forgot to show it. It's kind of difficult because how do you share what this actually means when the question is asked of General Milley? Check it out.
Do you think that these documents should be turned over to the United States Congress? And do you think that both General Donahue and Admiral Vasily should testify before Congress?
Sure, I absolutely do. I believe transparency. You're the board of directors for this corporation called the American government.
What is it called? The Corporation of America, Board of Directors. Did he just confirm everything we've known for years? The Corporation of America. Rubber duck, people do not understand Trump filed the United States Corporation Company into bankruptcy on May 4th, 2020, and he replaced it with the Constitutional Republic of America. Do you hear that? The United States Corporation Company went into bankruptcy. And he replaced it with the Constitutional Republic of America. How many of you folks know about all this, have shared this information? How many of you are in your living room saying, I know, or driving your car? We've been told this already, but how many are new to this and said, what? Never heard of this before. The deep state no longer see a valid constitution and are acting like they can write any rules they want to. And there it is for all to see. Right on your screen. And of course, as this plays out, we know that many in the deep state have been taken out. Many that they don't like to smile around President Trump because the exposure is just too much to handle. Fletch 17, it's happening. All these resignations happening. And Julian Assange, Justice Department exploring guilty plea to end a 14-year legal deal. Justice Department wondering if old Julian Assange is finally going to get out. We want him freed for sure. The executive director of Little Rock's Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, Brian Malinowski, was injured in a shooting. I heard that he was dead. Everybody keeps talking about that. All these things playing out day after day, sending folks dancing and wondering, how are we going to play all of this out? How is this going to happen in the United States of America? Who and what is going to play out next? Well, Tucker Carlson had a chance to have a good conversation here recently, and I'm going to show a small clip of possible black swan event they keep talking about.
Where some sudden thing is going to happen. I believe in that theory of the black swan.
Yes.
It's going to pop up, and it's not going to be controllable. But people, you ask, what can they do? I think the most important thing is understand what's going on, is education. That's why I happen to have a homeschooling program, and I try to teach this stuff early, because you can't change it. You can't go in and say, okay, you want $50 an hour? We can't do that, but we'll have a compromise with the other people. We'll just give you $32 per hour, you know, guarantee. That kind of nonsense. You have to be able to, you know, tell them what they have to do. One is to protect the money. One is to protect your wealth. But when I go through this, when people really want to know some details, and I get a little more in detail, I said, but really, really, the most important thing you do is study and understand what's going on.
Study what's going on, Ron Paul. Find it. Study. We've been told to study. We as anons have told to, hey, here's a question. Go look it up. Hey, here's a picture. Go find out what this picture is all about. And they do. And exposure happens. And many out there work hard to say, you know what, I'm going to find out and get to the bottom of what's going on. One of those who did their research and made sure that the information was out for all to see was the Michigan lawyer, Stephanie Lambert. She was arrested by U.S. Marshals in D.C. following court appearance. Really? She submitted evidence of numerous crimes, including internal emails from Dominion voting systems to law enforcement. Wow. She's the one who disseminated confidential emails from Dominion voting systems. Yeah. And yeah, those emails showed criminal acts related to elections in the state of Michigan and the United States. Evidence of foreign nationals accessing electronic voting machines in Michigan and other states. Evidence of Serbian foreign nationals entering election systems while votes were being counted and prior to certification. But sure, let's arrest her for proving what we've all said for years. They stole this election of 2020. Let's hear this.
Can you say your name, please?
Good morning, Your Honor. Stephanie Rimmer.
Good morning. All right. This is an add-on to our docket today. Obviously, there is the court issued a bench warrant in this matter previously, dealing with failure to appear at a hearing. I know Ms. Lambert has appeared today on her own before this court. So I had, I think I had discussed with the attorneys that I would be willing to proceed with the arraignment.
Her failure to appear in a criminal case where there are four felony charges that she's been indicted for. It's her two failure to appears that have caused this case to come to a screeching halt.
I'm going to sign an order for DNA and fingerprinting, and I'm going to order it be done now. So here's what we're going to do.
So she is facing felony charges for what? Improperly accessing voting equipment, really? So all the hundreds of thousands of people who were involved around the world in having access to these voting machines and switching numbers so that President Trump would not win the election, who cares about them? We're going to go after the person who actually pointed it out and said, look what I found out. What system are we living under? Why not pull her out as the hero? Why not protect her and her rights for showing that these folks are stealing the election? Well, somebody actually pointed that out, somebody that's well-known around the world. His name is Putin. He's slamming the election fraud in the United States.
For myself, I said, as the current head of state, it is my responsibility to ask people to come to the polling stations and vote. If the opposition believed that it was necessary to come and vote, it didn't matter for whom, but to come and vote was already good. Well done. The fact that some were spoiling ballots, boxes, is bad. Because if you yourself don't want to vote, or trust the candidate you think is necessary, or simply don't vote if you don't like anyone, that's one thing. But if you decide to spoil the votes of those people who came and considered it necessary for themselves to vote and fulfill their civic duty, and you don't care about their position, then this is bad. At least it is not democratic. What kind of democracy is that? People came and expressed their will, and another person came and spoiled their ballots. Is this a manifestation of democracy? These are the people we have to deal with. This is a criminal offense, and in accordance with the law, our law enforcement agencies and courts will act. You want to know my opinion regarding whether our elections are democratic or not? I believe they are democratic. And on the contrary, in some countries such as yours, commenting to U.S. journalist, you can consider the use of administrative resources to attack one of the presidential candidates, including courts. We have no preference for any of the candidates for President of the United States of America. We will work with anyone who the voters trust. But the use of administrative resources of the judicial system, well, it has become simply ridiculous and a disgrace to the whole world for the United States.
So that would come from Putin pointing out facts that we keep sharing over and over again. And of course, what does the mainstream media do? They'll paint out whatever enemy they want to, say they're all bad, and get us to try to be divided around this earth. And we understand how that's been playing out more and more. We also understand that as we've been growing together and we learn together, there's a chance for us to actually gather together. You'll be able to visit us at Sea with LT, join me, my family, our staff, and so many more, August 11th through 18th, 2024. All you have to do is go below the video, click on that link right there in front of you at the very top, at Sea with LT, and sign up. And you'll be able to ask questions. We'll have a Q&A session. You'll be able to hear and watch me put together one of these videos and participate with me. Actually, I'll probably ask questions while I'm actually recording these videos and recording on the ship and releasing one as we have connections. You'll also have a great time because we're going to have a comedian there, a well-known comedian, for people to have a good time. Not Jim Brewer, but somebody that's known throughout the Christian community specifically. We're going to have music. We're going to have amazing time for meet and greet, and also we've got special guests that just are going to surprise you as we bring them on the stage and talk with them several sessions, and it's going to be in Alaska, folks. I mean, the Great Frontier. Who's going to want to miss that? And you get everywhere you go on the ship, you're hanging out with folks, and you have talks about when did you wake up, how did your life change, my life changed here and there, and before you know it, you've got friends all over the earth. It's going to be great. You don't want to miss it. So I want to make sure I point that out. Go again, andweknow.com. You can visit there to find out and join, or just go in the description box below and you'll learn even more. It'd be really cool. So continuing on, I wanted to make sure we talked about the border. Over 10 million illegal immigrants have crossed into the U.S. illegally during the Biden administration. And I wanted to show you something that really grabbed my heart from these crossings. An 18-year-old illegal immigrant breaks down in tears and asks for his mom after getting abandoned by cartel smugglers. This will just break your heart. And this is what I was talking about. Many of us, and I've talked to Banners for Freedom and what they've been doing and how they went to the border, and they've been supporting people and praying for others because it's just heartbreaking. These folks have been lied to, and a lot of them are hurting and in pain. Check this out.
Cartel. Hector tells a gut-wrenching story of getting abandoned by the group he was traveling with. He's clearly distraught.
He says, I just want to go home to my mother. They left me in those hills. I had to cross from there to there. And I went to the ranch looking for help.
Cartel.
And he is just distraught. The more triggered Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland to head out and look for him. Hector said he was forced to leave his home because the cartel was trying to recruit him. They threatened him if he didn't work for the narcos because he was indebted to them, so he focused on getting out of there as soon as he could. He paid $3,000 to a coyote to cross the U.S. border and would owe another $3,000 when he reached his final destination, Indianapolis, where his father is. And he just wants to see his family. Heartbreaking. Things that are also heartbreaking are the people that are promised all these things. They get to the border and find out, hey, you're being stopped. Well, they're breaking barriers now, and you can see it on your video. They're breaking these barriers. They're running through the National Guard that are holding them. They've had enough. And a lot of these guys that you're seeing that they're crossing over are young military-age men. That's what you keep pointing out. You don't see very many families. And I think I had a video, actually, of that, a clip to show of that. But don't have it on me right now. But there's more and more. I think it was in New York. Somebody went with a camera. And they noticed, like, what in the world is going on? Why do we have so many illegals that are of military age? Another thing that's happening is as they come in, they're taking people's jobs. Listen to what this citizen says in New York City. He's upset for not receiving the same benefits as illegal immigrants.
What do you think about the governor giving credit cards to the migrants?
I should get credit card. All I got is like, and that's why I have to be out here because I need more money. And they give the migrants check cards now and everything. And I have to stand here begging for money. Think about it, a citizen. Mm-hmm. Because all I have is Social Security. I can't live on that. It's New York City. And then they tell me I can't work. Imagine a U.S. citizen, they say, oh, you're too old. I go, what? They came to me, and I said, that's crazy. That's why I'm here. I said, you know what? I fight discrimination.
Who's to blame for all this?
Oh, my God. Biden, the mayor, Congress. You know, it's a whole spiel. The problem now is you can't let so many in. There's too many coming in. Thousands and thousands and thousands. You see Times Square? It's like a third world country. Mm-hmm. And I got to a citizen got to stand here because they won't hire me. Imagine
that a citizen won't get hired. Say he's too old, but they'll hire the illegals. Another thing that was happening was this border patrol arresting American reporters for reporting on illegals at the border. Let's see this.
We just got the full border experience. We're down here shooting our next episode of Law and Border. We came up on 60 to 70 illegals that have been sitting there all day. Basically, Border Patrol said they didn't have time to deal with them. And as we're coming out, this happened. So I'm actually in the back of a Border Patrol car right now. As we're coming back filming the invasion of our country, we're actually stopped by Border Patrol and law enforcement. They're bringing each one of us out of the vehicle with our hands above our head and behind our backs, guns drawn, like we're criminals, while Washington, D.C. is supporting the cartels.
Oh, sickening. Man, what else is going on with this? Well, if you head over to Massachusetts, Governor Healey, she was just asked about the rape of a disabled girl by an illegal, and she said things will happen.
He asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen. From time to time, things will happen.
That's all. You know, these things just happen. Who cares? Illegals can just do whatever they want. Then other things, let's see. I think they had something on that squatters. Yeah, that was the squatters thing that I had to show you right here, where folks can actually go into your home. Arizona, woman goes on vacation, 12 gang members move into her home while she's gone.
You get them out. You have to continue. Went on vacation and came home and there were 12 gang members living in your home. I am not joking when I tell you my mom's friend from high school went on vacation, came home, and there are 12 gang members living in her home. And she's called the police. They won't do anything. And they just said their exact response to her is, we will not help you get them out. You have to continue to pay the electric bill and your mortgage and go get a hotel. Are you kidding me? Her husband was military of some sort and has since passed away. Explain to me why squatters.
And so they're saying that this is a fake story, but we're getting a lot of information, guys, on these squatters that are coming in. We had another person, I believe it was Massachusetts, if I have the right state, Squatters came in. She called the police. The police said, hand over your keys to the squatters. Yeah. So now they've got this formation, I believe is in California. Squatters are taking over people's properties, right? So they called the squatter squad. They're coming in and removing them. If they don't want to come out and prove they're on the lease, they'll rip the doors off the property and force them out.
Are you on the lease?
Yeah.
You're on the lease? Show me you're on the lease. Show me you're on the lease. You know you're not on the lease.
And so they're knocking down the door for those that are listening in and going in. And they're having the squatter squad come in and remove them. Huh. Interesting. Other things going on. Elon Musk pointing out Washington State governor signed a bill mandating LGBTQ history be taught in public schools. Wake up, America. They're coming for your children. So they bring them across the border, split them up from their families. A lot of them are not even the parents. They bring them across and claim that, yeah, I'm taking care of them. Or, yeah, I'm related to them. I'm their uncle. I'm their aunt. Whatever. And they end up splitting them up and sending them off to who knows where. Remember, we showed you a week or two ago where they had testimony where they don't even know where these kids are going. So they're after the kids in that way. Then in our own schools, they're after them because they want to change them and wreck their minds. Education officials need to create a curriculum that covers the lives and accomplishments of LGBTQ individuals in addition to the history of persons from different racial, ethnic, and religious backgrounds. By June 2025, Washington State School Directors Association shall evaluate and revise a model policy. Yeah. Also, if you guys didn't know, Patrick Gregg sharing this document. You can look at it on your screen. Newly leaked documents reveal that the Pentagon is funding a new $40 million AI program through DARPA with the code name Carcosa, which is the same name used in the HBO TV series True Detective, which was a place where an elite pedophile ring performs sexual ritual abuse on children. Yeah. That's the stuff playing out in front of us in our own Pentagon, Washington State. Who knows where else this is playing out? Destroying our families, destroying our children. How did we get here? And I've said this many times. When did we get the Bibles out of the schools? When did we stop prayer in schools? When did we introduce that it was okay to start killing children in the womb, like sacrificing to Moloch? How did we get here? How do we get here? And so moving forward, it affects our monetary system. What's going on there?
So talk about gas prices. They're on the rise once again. AAA says the national average is, I think they said 352 is what I'm seeing today. That's up from 328 per gallon. That's, we know where the historical national average high hit, over $5 in June 2022. Right. So we're not near that. But this trend, right, this increasing trend, are you concerned where this is headed?
Well, I watch the gas. One of the first clicks I do when I get up in the morning, which probably isn't a sign of a healthy person, is is precisely on this gas price. So I track this very closely. And I think perhaps more importantly at CEA, we're always looking at the underlying factors to get to your question. So one part of this is seasonality.
Yeah. Prices. Gas prices up 47% since Biden took office. They're on the rise again. Also, talking about our money, how the Lord can help us out. FDIC is running out of money? Really? CEO says 500-plus banks will close. Election discussion and taxes and more. We had all of this talk here recently, and we're going to release this particular video this Sunday with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Amazing interview. He pointed out so much more that we need to hear about. You can go to andweknow.com/gold to reach out to him and have these conversations that I actually have with him. And he shares much of this information for all of us to see. And we had a great conversation about all that's going on.
Or Ooh. Can be consolidated over the next 2 years. So, okay, remember that headline, 500 or more banks. This is from a CEO of a large real estate company that probably is doing commercial real estate subdivisions, things like
the
that.
Future of your
and
business.
So what do they do? What does he do? He gets loans from banks all the time, all the time. And he's seeing that, boy, these banks are undercapitalized. We're not getting money. There's going to be bank failures. I'm seeing this, talking to my friends, whatever, that are in the business. And he thinks 500 or more banks are going to fail. So my non-trusting brain and heart, okay, I don't want to take some guy's word for it. Let's go to the biggest banker in the world. You know, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
What does he say? Right. Because he's an expert. This guy might not be an expert. Granted, he's a big, huge, major company that sees this. But what does Jerome Powell say, the chairman of the Fed? Well, he says that we are going to have bank failures this year because commercial real estate losses are coming. It's like, okay, we are going to have bank failures.
So all of this to play out. And then at the very end of this video, of course, he provides hope, shares some more from the scriptures, because he's got a doctorate in theology also, Dr. Kirk Elliott. Two doctorate degrees. Amazing man. And I tell you, you want to check them out. Other things that have been happening recently, more on a positive note, would be the breaking information that the FDA actually lost its war on ivermectin. And they agreed to remove all social media posts and consumer directives regarding ivermectin and COVID, including its most popular tweet in FDA history. Do you guys remember that tweet? When they said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. They were making fun of those that were using ivermectin to get through their sickness. Huh. Landmark case sets an important precedent in limiting FDA overreach into the doctor-patient relationship. Folks, we've got to keep moving forward in this direction. This is great news. While that's all playing out, I don't know if you guys saw this, but a French tennis player, Arthur Cazeo, was hospitalized during the Miami Open after he suddenly collapsed. And I'm showing that on video. So we've got, I think it's up, we're up to 22,000 something now athletes around the world, and some high level athletes, right? Very young throughout the world. They're collapsing on fields. Yet another one, another three, Egyptian football star Ahmed Rafiad is in the hospital after suffering an apparent cardiac arrest on the pitch, the third player this week, because we had Estudiantes Javier Altamirano suffers a seizure during match against Boca. And then, of course, you had the midfielder, Makala Makula. He collapsed on the field for the Orlando Pirates. The stunned announcer actually said, world football, unfortunately, has been subject to so many distressing scenes on the pitch over the last few years. Maybe this announcer is brand new on the job. Footballers have been collapsing all the time, right? But the last few years, man, they've just been dropping like crazy. And of course, we know where that's coming from. Matthew, professional content creator, passed away suddenly. Matthew wanted a new deadly virus created to finish us all off. He wanted us gone, those that didn't get the jab. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, he said, but now, this is in October of 2022, but now that we know who will and won't take the vaccine, can someone make a new deadly virus to finish the job? Matthew's now gone. They want a fundraiser for him. It's amazing how that plays out, huh? They share on social media what they want. Other things when it comes to health would be Tennessee State Senate passing the bill banning chemtrail spraying in their skies. Yep, they take a definitive stance against the controversial topic of chemtrails, passing SB 2691. The bill, which aims to ban the intentional release of chemicals into the atmosphere for geoengineering purposes. You guys remember, it was all conspiracy. I've had folks, an F-18 pilot in the Marine Corps, who told me that I was wrong. And I told him, and I showed him proof over and over again. He even got fights with his own family members, his own parents and brothers and sisters, I believe, that he had. Oh, yeah. Well, it's proven now. Even Bill Gates came out and said, I'm going to spend money, but, you know, we need to put these, spray the air to help the climate control. Remember? Anyway, the Tennessee reported that Monty Fritz and Senator Steve Sutherland, they won the approval in the Senate on Monday. It's predicated on the claim that it is documented the federal government or other entities acting on federal government's behalf or the federal government's request may conduct geoengineering experiments by intentionally dispersing chemicals into the atmosphere. And those activities, right? We've been watching those. Let's see. Can I pull those up? If I type in chemtrail on X, let's see. They used to take these down, right? Let's see if I scroll down. There's the Tennessee thing. There's accidentally hit the chemtrail button, somebody said, while still on the ground. Yep, spraying all that stuff into the ground. Uh-oh, they didn't mean to push that button. Some say that it wasn't real, really chemtrails. But see, I've got to get pictures somewhere. Notice the difference between a chemtrail, if you're looking on your screen, one that lasts a long time, and then there's a plane that flies right pretty much next to it or above it or below. And it's a contrail, which means, you know, it's cold and it dissipates after it's done. But the difference is a chemtrail is spraying chemicals and it disperses out. I remember I was recently in Florida and saw them, just woke up at like in the morning, sun's going up, nice blue skies. About an hour later, I look up and they're spraying all over the place. And the next thing you know, about 2 or 3 hours later, we couldn't see the blue sky anymore. Gone. Almost like they're getting rid of our vitamin D, right? They don't want the sun to have a great effect on our bodies and do what it needs to do. So we got to spray. Got to spray everyone like bugs. So I want to make sure I got that out for all to see. And another thing I thought was very good was this video, Trump versus Jackson, the short version. Excuse me. This was a video put out by one of my favorites, Trey Smith, on YouTube. And he did a phenomenal job on this particular video. I wanted to play a clip from it. I put it in the description box below. You got to see this. It is absolutely brilliant.
Well, that's the best of all the churches. And that's the sixth church right there. Well, speaking of the number six, six is the sixth church, the Church of Philadelphia. Here is the famous painting of George Washington, also commonly compared to Donald Trump. Crossing the Delaware. And here he is crossing the swamp with a lantern in front of the Capitol. Now that image or that drawing was the first surprise attack organized by George Washington. It occurred on December 25th. Why do I think that'll be important? Of 1776. God works by pattern. The military campaign was organized in great secrecy by Washington. Do you feel like you're in hours of great secrecy with a swamp? In what was one of the Revolutionary War's most logistically challenging and dangerous operations. But the founding documents were signed in Philadelphia, the Missionary Church, beginning in verse 7. To the angel of the Church of Philadelphia write, "These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no man can shut. And what he shuts, no man can open. I know your deeds." That's verse 8. That goes both ways. "See, I have placed before you an open door, for ye are the generation that escapes death." That's a prophecy of Kim Clement. Wonder what that means. "For I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." Verse 9, that often has occult connotations. It's a six upside down. "I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, they are liars." Wonder what that means. "I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently." These are military words. "I will keep you from the hour of trial," Jacob's time of trouble or tribulation. "Keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth." Seems like there are heavy things shaking. Would you like to get scooted out of the way of that? I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Verse 12, that's a number of high authority. The one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. The temple's popping up in the text. Never again will they leave it. I will write on them the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven. And I will also write on them my new name. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
So anyway, amazing what Trey Smith puts together as he connects the one Washington Jackson 17. We see the 47. And remember that exactly, President Trump was exactly 7 years, 77 months, and 7 days old when he took his oath of office. Who will forget that? So, of course, we have our drops. Love Grasshopper, as they do an amazing job just connecting these things, making it so simple for all of us. Scavino actually dropped license plate comms. He had KFZJ41 on a license plate. Wow. Well, you got to look at these as numbers. KFZJ41. You've got 11-6-26-10-41. KFC drops will go fast. So if you look at KFC, it actually pops up in an image name. Yeah. In one of the comms. Learn to archive offline. Drops are going to go fast. The streets will not be safe for them. White House clean signature. So interesting, or signal. Interesting, the KF equals 11-6-116. Crumb dumbs coming in fast. Archive immediately in the mirror of J41. What is a common theme when bad news is about to break against them? Against who? Common theme is they cause chaos and false flags, so they distract us, right? And while the KFC drop talks about the White House, Pelosi, Schumer, and Schiff, everything is planned for years. These folks, they're being exposed. Everyone has now got a very big distaste for them. They realize what kind of liars they are. We didn't know Pelosi was so corrupt, Schumer and Schiff. We knew something was off, but we didn't really pay attention to them before 2015. Now everybody talks about them. We know how corrupt they are. We see their speeches. We know that how they collect their multi-millions of dollars because of the trading on the stock market and of getting information prior to, you know, the trades that they make so they can win that money. They're all in it together. What's about to break? And Anon asks, will voter fraud be exposed before January? Q answers no. 2020 plus safeguarded. Hence the 47 clip, the second clip, 47 second click, and why Trump can say with gusto, we will not let them steal it again. We're not. Let's see.
Crooked Joe Biden, and frankly, his boss, Barack Hussein Obama. I think it's his boss. Crooked Joe puts China first. He puts Mexico first, Ukraine first. Europe first, Asia first, illegal aliens first, environmental lunatics and maniacs first. These are maniacs, these people. I don't know if they really believe it or is it just something to hurt our country. But everyone else is first. But he puts America last. He puts our workers last. He puts our industries last. He puts your families last. He puts everybody last. Everything that's good, he puts last. It's actually reversed. I say it's a lot of times it's like April Fool's Day. Open border. Who wants an open border? Only stupid people.
Now, that was October 9th, 2023, and it's the reminder, April Fool's Day, which President Trump brought up quite a bit. Of course, remember he showed that folder where it looked like the seal of the President of the United States was on his folder. And more, and folks were understanding, of course, it's not just crooked Joe Biden who's the crooked one, but just a reminder that they're trying to pass a bill. If you guys didn't know, today they're going to try to push a bill through, $1.2 trillion of taxpayer dollars, spending bill. They snuck it out, snuck it in overnight at midnight. That's what it felt like. They don't want you to know what's been discovered in this $1.2 trillion taxpayer bill thing that's going to, you know, they're going to push it through. We always know that. $1.5 billion Green New scam funding, Green New Deal. Yeah, get all that, all those batteries collected. Have slavery children working around the earth to get that. And, oh, by the way, when you get those cars charged, you've still got to use coal power, right, to plug them in to get them charged. How stupid. $300 to $500 million to Ukraine Secretary Assistance Initiative, funding Joe Biden's border invasion, 12,000 Afghan special immigrant visas, benefits for illegal aliens, late-term abortions funding at home and abroad, DEI funding, funds FBI new headquarters, oh yeah, $400 million taxpayer dollars to a New Jersey nonprofit that sponsors consultations for youth wanting to do what? Transition, gender-affirming haircuts. Chest binding, gender-affirming care for children, right? In other words, instead of care, it's destroy children. That's our spending bill that they try to sneak in. And we'll find out if it gets passed today. Probably will, as they normally do. Laura Boldy had a reminder for us because we've gone through so much. God gave us everything we need, not to just survive, but to thrive. The world's full of life, abundance, and opportunity, but the evil forces that have taken over this world are determined to control every form of life, every inch square of land, and every step we take. In order to achieve this, they have brainwashed us to believe that there is a scarcity. There's too many of us, which is a lie. That we are killing the planet, a lie. That we do affect the weather, that we are violent by nature, that we are weak and flawed and limited, that without their forms of control, there would be chaos, that states better equipped to decide for us, that children are better raised by them, that medicine's about taking synthetic drugs, that our bodies are incapable of self-healing, and that we are meaningless sacks of meat with an expiration date. That was not enough. They are now trying to convince us that there are more than two genders, that human rights are fiction, and that God does not exist, and that we have no soul. It's anti-human agenda because it's an anti-God agenda. It's been said many times, and it's true. This is a spiritual war, a war between good and evil, between organic life and synthetic life, between love and fear, freedom and serfdom, heaven and hell. The sooner we realize who we are up against, the greater our chances of victory. The war is won by becoming everything that we were created to be, rejecting everything they are trying to make us think we are. We win by embracing our humanity as much as our divinity. We go, folks, and I will add to this, to get in the Word of God. Improve your spiritual condition. Get in touch. Stay in touch with God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stay connected to Him through His Son, Christ. Understanding the true nature of this war is the only way to victory. Understanding this and understanding who we are and understanding we can do nothing without Christ. There's a lot thrown at us today and every day. And we must remember to stay prayed up.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. We are so grateful for how you continue to guide us and direct us and strengthen us, fill us with the Holy Spirit when we need so much guidance from you. Thank you for the opportunities that we've had to talk to our neighbors, to talk to our loved ones, those that we care about, those that rejected us years ago or coming back asking questions. Thank you that you've continued to provide protection for our families and around us and provided us with a place to live and provided us with those who are out there, like Dr. Shockley, who want to see our lives improved physically, mentally, and more. We lift up to you Dwayne, who's continued to slowly recover from the issues revolving around his throat and the cancer that he's been battling. For those that have been writing in, just looking for any type of prayer and support for their lives as they continue to struggle with their own family, with their own health, we lift them up to you. For those who are struggling with the thoughts of taking their own lives, would you bring at them this very moment a filling of the Holy Spirit? Bring somebody alongside them to love them, hold them, and hug them. share just how much we care. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love, for hitting the follow button and share. And we so appreciate you and how you support this channel. It's been absolutely amazing. We've got so much more to share in the future. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi, with Them We Know. Signing out.